Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Dan Fogelberg, we respect the late, great Dan Fogelberg. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of things there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. Got a new video up on the homepage, too. Check that out. It's all about exporting, about your export strategy, growing outside the four walls of the United States. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including Judith Glazer's body of work that she's deposited with us over the last several years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. And you can find her suite there, Judith Glazer, G-L-A-S-E-R. Judy, give us your own website and tell us how we can find your books, too.
It's everything's up at www.creatingwe, C-R-E-A-T-I-N-G-W-E.com.
All right.
That's the book. Creating We is the first book. DNA of Leadership is the second. 42 Rules for Creating We is the third. All three bestsellers. And then I have an animated film and two other parables.
Parables. So, all right.
Parables.
I wouldn't expect anything less from you, Judy. Judy Glazer, ladies and gentlemen, creatingwe.com is the website. Judy, let's get back to into candor. And one of the things that I've experienced in my long career is that sometimes when we're not candid with employees, because we don't want to be mean, we don't want to be tough, we don't want people to think that we're you know, some people have a harder time with this than others. What they don't realize is that by showing, you know, you can call it tough love if you want, you can call it candor if you want, but by being specific and clear about expectations and about falling short of expectations, by doing that, that's actually the greatest gift, one of the greatest gifts you can give to someone who works with you. What do you think?
Well, this is absolutely brilliantly said. And the reason why it's a great gift is that all of us have trouble at times figuring out what reality is. Like, I'd like to think I'm really a terrific person, and so I just think of myself that way. But in reality, the work I do for my boss may not be as terrific as I think it is. And there's a gap that appears. And those reality gaps are what is so challenging to manage. But I'll tell you a quick story. There was a guy at a company for 10 years. He was one of the first partners in a small private equity firm. The company grew and grew and grew. There were over 125 people. And lo and behold, he was having trouble. His boss thought that he wasn't delivering.
Hmm.
When it came time to go through the process to figure out what to do about him, everybody said to him, you know, you've been here for 10 years. We keep telling you what to do and you don't do it. And he said, nobody in the 10 years that I've been here has ever sat down with me to say, this is what we expect. This is what you're doing. Let's talk about what you need to do to be successful. He left the company angry. He left the company really, really upset and started his own private equity firm.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, we don't want to create that kind of trail with people. But he couldn't pinpoint one time where his boss or manager sat down and said, listen, things are not going the way you think they are. And there's a gap.
One of the things, if you're an owner, if you're managing other people, there's one of the obligations, and I mean write it in, you know, in stone obligations that you have with those people, is to tell them what you expect of them, and to talk with them about when they meet or exceed those expectations, as well as when they don't. That is a major part of your job as a manager of a business or a business unit.
Right, right. Without that, you can't navigate with other people. You might be thinking you're going towards the right direction, and you need to go completely 180 degrees the other way. And unless you talk about it, you can't adjust. You can't life leadership, being part of a company, is all about navigating with others. That's one of the terms that I love. It's navigating with others.
Right.
And if you don't have the same map, you're not going to be able to navigate.
Is there a tone to candor?
Aha. So there are a bunch of threats that drive people crazy and cause people to fall out of trust with each other. And tone which is over, it's like 50% of the conversation is tone, mm-hmm. is one of the most important things. Because our brain receives the tone message much, much quicker than it receives the content of the words.
Mm-hmm.
We can feel the tone in our little amygdala. You and I have talked about that. The amygdala, mm-hmm. which is chilly in the older brain, it works at the speed of light, where the neocortex, where we have language, takes at least 10 seconds versus a nanosecond. So we pick up a tone, and if a leader is saying, you know, with a kind of a negative tone, you're really not cutting it. But what he's saying is, you know, you're getting there. You're getting mm-hmm. there.
Well, the reason I say tone is sometimes we don't mean to be stern, but our tone makes us sound stern. And also sometimes we mean to be stern, we need to be stern, and our tone sort of lets them off the hook. I think you have to combine tone with candor. What do you think?
Yeah, you have to combine it, and then you have to check back with the person and say, let me check, what's the message? What is the message you really wanted to give mm-hmm. me here? Because, and people don't do that check back and forth. But I also want to share with you something about the problem with expectations. Leaders, right? So your review says meets expectations, exceeds it, or is lower than. We always tie in expectations in people's minds with reward and punishment. And so that scares people can get frightened. They can mm-hmm. get into the mind of fright, always worrying that they're not going to be able to make that, whatever it is, please the boss is what mm-hmm. happens. You start to please the boss. And again, that causes us to perform less because when we're in a state of fright, we're not using the best parts of our brain.
Judy, will you come back and talk about this some more with us soon?
I'd love to.
Let's keep talking about this. Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Okay, take care.
Judith Glazer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.